The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Protests we go now. Senior Gardaí say an enforcement phase in dealing with the fuel protests is now beginning. They're calling on protesters to cease and desist their action and stop blocking critical infrastructure. Let's go to our reporter Alex Rowley, who's at Garda HQ in Dublin, where the media has been briefed on the latest developments. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Claire.
So what's been happening there?
So this, I suppose this media conference was called fairly last minute, actually. It was about 9 o'clock. We got the email and it was at 10:15. Essentially, the Gardaí are now saying that they're moving into an enforcement phase, as you say there. So up until now, they've been operating on the basis of engaging, explaining and encouraging people to move on where they can. But it seems that where they're drawing the line now is where people are blocking critical infrastructure. So the likes of your ports, your Foyne's port or the oil refinery down in Cork as well. So while it is a graduated policing response, it seems that this is now moving into the next phase. And as we heard earlier, that they are actually requesting the assistance of the Defence Forces should they need it. So speaking here in Garda headquarters in the last few minutes, Deputy Commissioner Shauna Coxon, she's over operations within the Garda. She had strong words for protesters and she said that those breaking the law would be dealt with.
Despite our significant and prolonged engagement, which has included explaining and encouraging protesters to facilitate free movement of traffic, it is clear that some people have significantly escalated an already difficult situation by targeting critical infrastructure such as fuel depots and refineries. These are no longer protests, they are blockades. These blockades are putting at risk supplies of food, fuel, clean water, and animal feed. These are critical for the nation and its people. This is not tolerable and it is against the law. The willful obstruction of public roads and the movement of vehicles and persons are offences under various statutes, including the Public Order Act and Road Traffic Acts.
Well, so as you heard there, quite a different response than what we've seen the last few days. Obviously, the guards up until now have sort of been facilitating it and they have been engaging with protesters on where they're heading to next and what they're doing. So it seems as well, the deputy commissioner said that yesterday the traffic in Dublin actually wasn't too bad in terms of allowing public transport to flow through, with the exception of O'Connell Street. I think they're more concerned about the actual critical infrastructure, which is something that Acting Deputy Commissioner Paul Cleary had hit on. He said that they'll always facilitate those peaceful protests, but he says that that people just can't block critical infrastructure.
Look, our message is very clear here. We have a proven track record in facilitating peaceful protests. You will see that over the last few years. In fact, last year we had over 1,400 peaceful protests that we policed. We will always uphold people's rights to a peaceful protest. However, what we are seeing here is moving into a different phase and is having a direct impact on national critical infrastructure. We're seeing farmers being impacted with being able to acquire animal feed. We're seeing chemicals for treatment of water. We're seeing people unable to get to their jobs, to work. We're seeing sick people with hospital appointments unable to travel. Mm. You know, although we have, you know, we will always uphold that right to peaceful protest, we have a duty of care to all citizens in this country. So again, our appeal is those people behind these blockades to think of their fellow citizens in this regard and engage fully with us. We have to have access to national critical infrastructure. And any moves we make today will be reviewed to protect in that.
All right. It seems as though something is about to happen today. That's Acting Deputy Commissioner Paul Cleary and Alex Rowley bringing us that report from Garda HQ in Dublin. Let's move now to Whitegate in Cork. There's a protest continuing at the Whitegate oil refinery, preventing oil tanks from gaining access to the site. And our reporter, Kelly Murphy, is there. So, Kelly, what is the latest from Whitegate?
Good morning, Claire. So there is a blockade of around 15 trucks and tractors from angry fuel protesters. They're demanding the government intervene and to put a cap on the price of fuel. It's actually Ireland's only oil refinery and supplies approximately 40% of the country's transport and heating fuel needs and processes up to 75,000 barrels per day. The general mood here is peaceful, and protesters tell me they're not stopping people from going in and out of work here at the refinery in Whitegate, but they are stopping fuel trucks from refilling. we stopped 7 trucks from refilling yesterday and no trucks have turned up to refill this morning. Traffic is also not impacted due to this protest. However, delays due to slow convoys and blockades have been widespread across the city and county here in Cork. At Shannon Park, heading to the Port of Enniskillie, as well as on the M8 Cork to Dublin Road. I spoke to people yesterday who had spent 3 hours getting from Carrigtwohill in East Cork to Enniskillie, which is around a typically 25-minute commute. I spoke to people at the pumps too who are furious at the price of fuel, and they are actually in support of the fuel protest because they think it affects themselves in the long run, Claire.
Kelly, thank you very much. That's Kelly Murphy bringing us the latest from Whitegate in Cork. Let's go to Foynesport now, where we can talk to our reporter, Josh Crosby. So, Josh, you've been there since about 10 o'clock this morning. What's been happening?
Yeah, it's not slowing down, Claire. There are over 70 vehicles lining both sides of the road. They're not blocking traffic as such using the main road. There are tractors and trucks in at the entrance to the fuel terminal. This is blocked off to traffic entering and leaving at around 10:30 on Tuesday night. What has been agreed this morning, what I'm being told by the protesters, is that they are going to start allowing chemical trucks in, chemical trucks that carry water treatment that treats the public water plants. And they will also be permitting animal feed trucks. But they're adamant they will not be allowing fuel trucks in or out. And just for listeners who are not aware, that this terminal here in Foynes stores finished petrol and diesel entering the country. Now, as I look around, there is a Garda presence here. They've been talking to some of the protesters, and more people are arriving. And this is something I was told by the protesters who I was with on the M7 in Limerick this morning, that are blocking up that junction by Ballysimon. When this news came through about the Defence Forces possibly coming, they said they would see that what would happen next is more people would come to the locations where you would likely have the Defence Forces come. Now, just in the past few minutes, I've been speaking with Independent Ireland TD for Limerick, Richard O'Donoghue, who's here standing with the protesters. And he says if the army was to come, he would stay with those demonstrating.
Everything in your shelves is going to go up if the government don't tackle the inflatable cost of tax on fuel. That's what's going to happen. So this is for everyone in the country. It's not about farmers. It's not about haulage contractors. It's about everyone in this country. And disrespect that Micheál Martin showed yesterday. It's unbelievable that the disrespect that he has for the working middle squeezed in Ireland.
And it has escalated over the past 3 days. What's your reaction to this news this morning that the Defence Forces could be asked to assist, to step in?
The Defence Forces are here to protect the people of Ireland. So are the people that are here protesting today. They're here to put. So the Defence Forces have to do their job. They're very reasonable people. But it's an awful pity that Micheál Martin has to look at the Defence Forces and say that this is a peaceful protest. We've had the superintendent here this morning. We were negotiating about letting the chemicals out of here for the water structure in Munster. For the farm foods that are inside in this port, to make sure that the farm industry, from the point of view of care of cattle and all other animals, is being allowed through here. The only thing that's not been allowed out here is fuel.
But as an elected TD now, if the army was to come down, what side of the line would you be standing on?
I'll stand with the people. I've always stood with the people. And that is what I was elected to do. And if I wasn't elected to do that, I'd still be standing with the people of Ireland. And I respect everything these people do.
That is Independent Ireland TD for Limerick, Richard O'Donoghue, speaking with the voice of a protester today as he speaks to you there, Josh. So what is the plan? What's going to happen next where you are?
Well, I suppose it's the same with all these locations. We just don't know how it plays out in the end. Some people have told me they're not afraid of the army. Others think it won't come to that. Then you have the question of how to move this machinery, if the Defence Forces do come or not, because I've been told no heavy haulage local companies would do it. So I'm still watching these trucks that carry chemicals for the wastewater treatment plants to see when they will be left in. But the protesters want people to know that they have agreed with the guards and the chemical company, and they will not be stopping these trucks and that they that treat the water and carry animal feed. But this is purely about fuel.
All right, we have invited government representatives to join us on air this morning. So far, we haven't been able to secure a voice on this, but the invitation is there and we have about 44 minutes left on the programme. We'd be delighted to speak to a representative of the government in the next little while. Just to bring you some of your texts coming into us, the WhatsApp number 087 1400 106. These type of protests are an unacceptable affront to democracy, says this listener. If we cave in, it sends a message that terrorism works. all the necessary authorities should unblock roads and other infrastructure, impound the vehicles. It's unacceptable that unelected people hold us all to ransom like this, with medical care impacted for many, funerals disrupted, deliveries spoiled, working families stressed, holiday plans upended, etc. This ignorant nonsense has no place in our country. Another: government ministers should have been out Sunday evening and met the protesters before it ever happened and had it sorted by the opening of business on Tuesday morning. They sat on their hands hoping that someone else would come in, as in the EU would come in and support the government. It's in the government's power to change this, and they should have been at it on Sunday. This listener says these protesters keep saying the hard shoulders should be left for ambulances. They need to remember that not everyone who goes to the hospital in an emergency arrives in an ambulance. For example, women in labour. I'm pregnant and terrified I'd have to go up there in an emergency. I hope the protesters know how to deliver a baby. Keep them coming in. 087 1400 106.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.